This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile. Everyone loves Mint Mobile, and it's time for more Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile.
If you say a word too much, it doesn't sound like a word anymore. Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile.
Did you know Mint Mobile has unlimited talk and text?
Everyone knows Mint Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data plans for $15 a month when you buy a three-month plan. Everyone knows it. Everyone knows you can save with Mint Mobile. MintMobile.com/distractible. Use distractible. Use the slash distractible. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's MintMobile.com/distractible. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month for the first 3 months only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Good evening, gentle listener, and welcome to Distractable. This week, it's Hard Hand Mudras and Dungeon Delving, as Mad Malady Mark architects another amazing original adventure. Wheelless Wade steals Shakira, trips balls after a bash, and nearly gets neutered. Bad Press Bob willfully whacks Wade, hammers a hawk, and fists boxes. From the Aurora Borealis to floppy phalluses and time dilation, yes, it's time for Distractable Riddle Realm. Now sit back and prepare to be distracted and enjoy the show.
Good evening and or good morning, or whenever the time is when you watch and or listen to this. Some people listen right at midnight when it comes out. But welcome to Distractable. My name is Markiplier and I'm your host. And today I'm joined by Bob and Wade.
Yo, what's up, kids? How's it going, everybody?
Man, the people watching video Woo! Are getting a treat from Wade.
Woo! Shake it. Yeah, those hips don't lie.
2 points.
I'm already beating you, Mark.
All right, whatever. Anyway, welcome to the show, everyone watching and or listening. This is Distractable, the game where everything goes kind of crazy. If you read the title, you kind of know what's going on, unless you don't.
We didn't get to read the title, so what is it?
we don't know the title yet. What is the title, Mark?
Yeah, I'm talking to the people at home. They are.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I feel like
that's fair.
Yeah, but before we get into the meat of the matter, how are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Too bad. Doesn't matter. I went to the hospital.
Okay, well, I went to hell. So who's got a better story now?
I went to both at the same time, but I don't think I can talk about that one. So I'm just going to leave that a mystery.
Okay, interesting. No, I just...
Satan made you sign an NDA? For the hell hospital?
Yeah, I had Nurse Ratchet, and she was straight down there, so I had to go to hell to get her to sign all the paper. It was a whole thing. Did anyone get that reference, Nurse Ratchet? Probably not.
So, Mark, you survived.
Yeah, it was fine. Basically, I woke up, and I think I just slept on my arm funny, and it was kind of numb, you know. Yeah, that happens, you know, you sleep on funny, falls asleep.
I go to the hospital for it all the time.
No, but what made me go get checked out is, like, because I just went to the emergency room because it was nearby, and, you know, like, just wanted to make sure because I knew they had, like, you know, could do a scan. Because I also had this weird headache that, like, felt like my... like just on one side, and like I was like numb on the surface. So it was like, but it was like kind of, it wasn't a headache like any headache I've had before. So it was like, it was just enough and it stayed constant. So I woke up early from it, like 4 a.m. And then for the next like 3.5 hours, I was like waiting for this headache to fade and waiting for like the tingling in my arm to kind of go away. And they all stuck around for a little bit too long. So I was like, if this is like some brain aneurysm or like I had a like a stroke or something, which I didn't, I looked in the mirror, do a smile test, you know, do the strength test and the finger coordination test, you know, do all those.
I don't know those tests. I should probably know them, but I don't.
You definitely need to know them. Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, thanks, man.
That's a good thing to know. Not you, not because of your health or anything, but just like, you definitely need to know that, Wade.
Okay, this way you emphasize the you definitely need to know them.
I'm worried about you.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're all worried about you, Wade.
It's a wake-up call. I guess I'll look into it. Anyway, continue with your story while I...
Just in case, you know, you get paranoid. So if anyone at home ever thinks, you do this test where you touch your thumb to every finger in the same sequence, and then you can try to do it in, like, different sequence, alternating,
I already can't do it.
Which is just a coordination thing in general. So if you can't do that, doesn't mean you have a stroke. But generally, you want to be able to press and coordinate with all of your fingers.
Why is thumb to pinky so hard?
Is it?
It is for me. It's like, I feel like I'm pulling my thumb to...
Thumb to pinky is hard for you?
Especially right hand. My right hand, yeah.
That's too much flexibility, that?
On my right hand, which is the one I use predominantly, yeah. My left's fine. Right hand, it's like, that's kind of tough.
You okay? Wait a minute.
Wait, can you look into the camera? Can you look directly at the camera and smile for me?
Shut up! I'm fine!
Smile big. Smile big!
That's a little uneven.
It's a little...
Fuck you guys. You guys are the worst.
That's the next thing. You go to a mirror and you look at yourself in the mirror. You go, you're not big. Make sure you even try to see if you can. I mean, most people can't really like control everything perfectly across the board. Just like independent. You're not trying to look for individual control. It's just.
It should look like it usually does.
So like shit for me. Great.
Don't need to put yourself down. We're going to get to that.
What? What? Okay. I feel like, am I getting punked? Is Ashton Kutcher here?
We're always so nice to you, Wade. We're finally going to do an episode where we're mean to you.
We? I thought only one of you won last time. What happened?
I mean, I'm not in on it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, 2 points.
Yeah, thanks. All right, well, good for you guys. It's incredibly great of you. Any new developments in you guys' life?
I got some new parts for my car. Everyone out there who's a car person would be happy to know. I own a Subaru WRX. It's not an STI, but it is a limited. It's a fancy one. And I got fog taillights now, which are pretty cool. So my back end of my car is all black and blue, which is a cool look. And I got rims. I've got gold rims. They're not on the car yet, but pretty excited about it. I know we got probably at least some car people out there.
I don't even have a car, so I'm not that guy.
I thought you guys were going to go car shopping. Did Molly get a car? You guys still?
I can't go into all of the things going on in my personal life, but my family has been...
So the car is like the foam. Got it.
The car never gonna happen. Is... We're going to go when we can, but man, oh man, have I had some life setbacks. Soon. It's soon.
Soon. How long has it been?
How long have I been since I had a car?
2.5 years.
March of 21.
Oh, I was pretty close, actually.
2.5 years?
That's what he said. He said 2.5 years, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty spot on. Also, I'm realizing my hand... You guys have me doing this hand thing now. On my left hand, I can move thumb to both sides of pinky. I cannot touch the far side of my pinky on my right hand. Like, I cannot get it over there.
I mean, that's kind of hard to touch the far side. I don't know.
It is a little difficult to get over there, but
I can do it easily on the left hand, but not my right. And I'm right-handed. I do have the slap tear in my shoulder still. I don't think that messes with my ability to do this.
It's the fingers real hard.
Well, I don't know. I don't know why else. Why does my right hand suck?
I think you're just not very flexible, Wade, which I'm not making fun of.
Maybe my thumb is just so muscular from gaming that I can't do it. There's
right,
so much
that's it.
Beef.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to rethink my life. That's so, yeah, breaking news. Is that this episode?
No, we did that already.
No.
That's actually from a 1993 movie called The News Has Broken.
Look at my ass.
I don't want to. I don't think that's the name of the episode. Well, anyway, we're going to get right into it because today we have an exciting, exciting episode that I think everyone is going to enjoy. We know very much that, the subreddit was really excited about one of these things in the past. I won't say which episode. We've had some bangers lately, but I wanted to throw my hat into the ring and try my hand at something because the adventures with us never stop. And last time I was partaking in the adventure, so I want to be able to give the adventure.
Okay, I'm excited.
I like a man who reciprocates.
Gather close, pursuers of Enigma's charm, where intellect and unity walk arm in arm, imprisoned with riddles you're meant to decode. Time's ticking away in this mysterious abode. The clock's drumming heartbeat fuels your dread. A woven labyrinth of hints lie ahead. Puzzles to crack, each move a piece, finding the way out for liberation's release. In shadowed nooks, secrets lie in wait. Unearth the truth, let exhilaration elate. A lock, a code, a message obscure, each finding a leap towards the exit for sure.
So you're stealing Bob's idea and riddles and rhymes and putting them together.
What? No, I don't know what you're talking about. What are you saying?
Okay, no, I'm on board.
I gotta say, I know that was AI generated.
No, it wasn't.
Some of that felt eerily close to the one that I did. I'm not gonna.
Anyway, yeah, let me get on to the adventure. It's like, gotta get into character. Bob and Wade materialize in an expansive, enigmatic chamber. A delicate fog envelops you, hovering just above the ground. From afar, an unfamiliar voice resonates, proclaiming, "Be merry within the tunnel of perception!"
Have I been here before?
Wade, am I trapped in your dream? Are you having a nightmare about something?
I feel like I'm reliving something. Slightly with some alteration. Is this?
What do you mean?
Nothing. Go on.
It's eerie. I don't know.
Yes, the tunnel of perception is very eerie, especially when you're in it for the first time.
What am I perceiving?
Ah, before you is a door. A big door. It's got it's got six wheels on it.
Oh, okay.
Each wheel has a letter. There's a letter. It's letters. Each wheel has a letter from A to Z.
Oh, okay. That's very different than what I thought it was going to be. Okay.
Yes, 26 possibilities times six, something like that.
I walk up to it. I put A, P, P, L. Never mind.
Oh, I thought you just gotta, it's gotta be plural. It's apples.
The door physically rejects your attempt. You're thrown back on your ass and you take 2 points of damage.
Okay, do I have any bottles of anything in my pockets?
No, you don't. You've got nothing. You pull out your pockets and a moth flies out.
You know that voice that's echoing from nothingness, Wade, still smells like farts.
No.
You're right. I do smell that in the air.
Like it's a smell that will linger forever with the whatever voice that is.
I am not in the room with you, so I don't even know how you could think that you would be able to smell me.
You sound like you smell like farts.
So are you in like a control room looking down on us? Is there cameras?
I'm an incorporeal being of some kind.
What do we call you, incorporeal being?
You may call me Mark.
It's original. I like it.
That's familiar. Yeah.
Almighty Mark.
Yes.
Can I perceive something to solve these letters that I need to find?
Why, yes, you may. A spotlight kicks on.
Is that 3,000 newts?
It's a 3,000 nit newts.
Is that a micro LED spotlight?
Yes, it is. Thank you for noticing. Before you is a wooden cabinet. It's rich, dark finish, almost absorbing the light around it. It has three compartments, each fronted by a door with an antique handle. Above these doors, there's a smooth surface of the cabinet that's interrupted by three recessed grooves. No, up excess grooves above. They come out. They come out as if something.
Oh, okay.
The shapes are curiously like alluring. They're waiting for something to be placed onto them.
Is that a dick?
No, it's not a dick.
Okay.
Little mounds.
Like a toe?
Yeah. No. Well, if your toe was like irregular and had like jagged grooves in it.
Okay. Can we phone a friend? Can we get Quentin Tarantino on the line?
You pull out your pockets again, but the moth isn't there anymore and you realize you don't have a phone.
I reach into my pocket looking for my phone.
Mm-hmm. You fish out like an old Nokia 9913 brick phone, but it's out of batteries.
I look around for some plugs.
There's no plugs. It's an empty dark void.
Is there one of those on the floor, sunk into the floor plug things somewhere out here?
I mean, you could roll a perception check, but there's no plugs.
I want to roll a perception check.
Yeah, I also am proficient. Can I give him advantage?
Proficient in what?
Looking.
You rolled a one.
Oh, come on. That's not real.
That's not very good advantage.
You found a hole in the floor and you fall through it and go, and then you come back from the ceiling above and a Doppler effect of you. And you fall in the hole again and you do that several times.
I jump across to try to catch him.
All right. Well, is that another roll? What is that? Dexterity?
I'll make an athletics check.
All right. What's your advantage on that?
I have a plus one.
You rolled a total of a four. You managed to both miss him and then also fall in the hole. And now both of you are like, no, no, no. So I let that continue for a minute before I mercy just cut the hole at the bottom and you both like, so Bob, you hit first. You take, I'll roll a d4. How about that? You take 1 point of damage, but Wade's right behind you. Wade is cushioned by your fall, so you don't take any damage. Bob, you take another 4. So you took a total of 5 damage.
Sorry, I'm harder than the floor, apparently. I just get that way when I have to solve puzzles, dude. I get hard as can be.
Why did you land on me elbows first, you dick?
Oh, that wasn't my elbow.
Yeah, you're just happy to see me underneath you?
So happy, dude. I love falling. It's my thing. I want to open the top drawer and see if I find a sock.
They're side by side.
It's a cabinet.
Cabinet. They're doors.
Oh, great voice in the sky. If I had some sort of overarching concern in the vein of us getting older, would you be interested in me voicing that concern, or are we just going to continue with this?
I don't see what the issue is at all.
All right, I'll just keep that to myself. I watch Wade open the first cabinet.
So Wade, on the cabinet, there's a question, a brass placard that bears a question.
The weirdest case of deja mustard right now. Let's do it.
What is the best and most beloved thing to look at in the world?
Is there a Shakira figurine?
It's pictures, but there is. But there's...
I pocket it.
You pocket the Shakira picture?
Bob, there's a question here. Some stuff. You want to help me figure this out?
Okay. Well, I know that the answer is not Shakira, so... I don't even know what the question is, but... What is the best and favorite thing to look at in the world? Is that what we're...
Yeah, best and most beloved thing to look at in the world. The best sight. And it's... The letters are intricately engraved.
Is there a figurine of meat?
They almost... Guy, can you let me? Yes, there's... It's whatever you want inside.
I pocket it.
You got a picture of meat in your pocket.
All right, now describe what else is there.
Yeah, what? Come on. What are you doing?
Reach in. Just like, you want me to describe
it. I take my right hand and just reach in without even looking and just... smack around, and I pull something out. What do I pull out?
All right, you've got a surprisingly realistic drawing of a butthole. You don't know whose.
That's a hard maybe.
We could tape it to the Shakira picture. But I'm not gonna.
Ooh, we should make a picture sandwich. Clearly, it's not one thing. Clearly, it's multiple things.
What if meat had a butthole? Hang on, can I put this on the meat picture I've got? No, I don't like that.
Is it Shakira butthole meat, or is it meat butthole Shakira?
No, that's a cannoli if you put it in the wrong, if you wrap.
I'm gonna reach and grab another picture.
So do you want me to read the rest of the thing I had?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the letters are intricately engraved. They seem to flow and move. The words almost seem to glow. It's like yearning for an answer.
Is there any fire nearby?
No.
I reach in and pull out another picture.
Okay.
What
you gonna make me do it all? Cause I'm not that I remember.
I pull out a picture of my dog Lexi.
Aww, that's very nice. It's a lovely picture. It is perfectly framed. It follows the rule of thirds. The exposure and contrast are impeccable. The saturation is tastefully applied, but not overly applied. It's a wonderful picture.
Her coat is hard to capture too, because she's brown. She's gray and white, but she's got brown undercoat.
Mm-hmm. It all comes through. Yeah. And there's like the sun is shining just in the right spot in the background, so it's not obscuring the lens. There's no lens flare, but it's somehow illuminating her coat in just like the perfect way.
I shove the picture of Lexi into the receptacle above that cabinet.
While he does that, I reach and I grab the real answer out and I'm holding it ready.
Perfect. You hear a and nothing happens.
I take the picture of Lexi back.
You look at the picture again, and now Lexi's frowning.
Bob, we've missed two clues. We overlooked two clues. One, who our host is. Two, the words that he used a moment ago. I grab an image of Mark's own tasteful nudes calendar and put it on there. Because what else could he think of other than that?
No, you're right.
So I put his own tasteful nudes on, knowing that's what he wants to see.
When did I say tasteful?
You said the word tasteful. You just did like a minute ago.
Did I?
That's when I said I know the answer.
I don't think I did, but all right.
Play it back. We hear it.
The saturation is tastefully applied, but not overly applied. You just hear some voice in the distance go, "Hello, everybody." And then it echoes around and then nothing happens.
Okay, I'm stumped, Bob.
I pull out a picture of a rose. I put it in my pocket.
That is, oh, yeah, you pocket the rose. Okay.
You just say it the right way.
Rose.
Rose. I pull out a picture of a very cool race car, and I put that in my pocket. I pull out a picture of a hot dog being held up in front of a Reds baseball game with really good seats, clearly behind the third base dugout. I put that in my pocket. I pull out a picture of my family.
You're pocketing a lot of pictures.
I'm just building a stash for later.
Every picture is intricately rendered. Everything is just the most beautiful picture of that thing that you've ever experienced.
And then I pull out a picture of the correct answer, and I put that in the hole.
All right. So Wade has the correct answer first in his hand.
I thought that the correct answer was your calendar, which was shunned.
It was not. Was that what you thought?
That's what his picture was. I just pull out a picture of the correct answer and I put it in the hole.
Do you want the clue again or should I?
Yeah.
So remember, the letters are intricately engraved. They seem to almost flow across each other and across the engraving. And the words almost seem to glow in vivid greens and blues.
A tropical sunset over the ocean.
It's very up there.
I grab Wade by the back of his neck and drag him to the cabinet and shove him face first into the hole on top of the...
It's not a hole! It's protruding!
Whatever. I just take him and just... I'm just trying to shove him in.
His face repeatedly bounces off. Blood from his broken nose is flying everywhere as you bash him into the little mound that there. Definitely not a recess. So it's like hitting him in the face with a hubcap.
Are beautiful. It's true.
Every hit. But somehow, when you pull back, the blood that shot out of his nose creates this lovely tapestry that seems to flow across the hill, almost like the Aurora Borealis. And you hear a click and the door slams shut.
I knew it was his nudes, dude.
You see these beautiful streams of blue and green arcing overhead, illuminating above you. It's gorgeous.
Uh-huh. Bob, I think I'm tripping balls from the head injury.
I pull out the picture of sad Lexi and I show her the Aurora Borealis. Is she happy now?
Yeah, she's happy. Yeah.
Okay, good.
I do the same with Shakira.
Same thing happens. But every time you look at the picture, Shakira frowns. Like when you turn it away from you, Shakira's smiling. But as soon as you turn it back, but you actually notice the frown appearing. So it's like a smile just as you start to turn. And then it goes as soon as you look at it.
I'm just going to imagine that she's smiling at the thought of seeing me again since she's had to turn away.
Her frown deepens and her arm in the picture moves to give you a thumbs down.
Kiss a thumbs down.
I'm going to not think about it and I'm going to open the next cabinet.
I go to the door with the wheels with the letters on it and I start entering the word Aurora Borealis.
That sounds like six letters.
A big thumb comes out. A door opens above it. An arm and a thumb gives you a thumbs down and then pokes you in the top of the head.
Oh.
Hey, a dislike is still interaction, Bob.
No bad press. No bad press.
Did we get a letter from this?
No, there's two more doors. So yes, the Aurora Borealis is known as one of the most beautiful sights in the world. It's often sought after. And I myself might get to see it later this year. Amy and I were going to attempt to see it at the right time that it is there. But people say it's one of the most gorgeous things. Also, which would have been accepted is a view of the Earth from the space station. Some people say that that view is life-changing, extremely profound, and is just something that very few people get to experience and will change you fundamentally.
The space station to me is like one of those wonders of the world.
It's more of a wonder of space, really.
Okay, we'll open door number two.
Door number two. All right. The second door has a similarly styled placard, but it's not flowing. It's not glowing. And the question reads, how many times more sensitive is a cat's night vision compared to a human's?
Wait, but it's an animal. How much better is an animal's?
A cat.
A cat, yeah.
Than a human's? Is that the question? Because that's strikingly just reminding me of something.
Well, I mean, like, you know, we all have heard that cats have good night vision. You know, they got those, you know, special eyes and they're retroreflective. So I think we all know that it's like a little worse.
I think the answer is an elephant. What was the question?
Cat.
Cat. I think the answer is a cat.
How much more sensitive is a cat's night vision than a human's?
I reach into the cabinet. Is there stuff in there?
Yeah. There's a series of like ranges of numbers. It goes for, there's a word on the left that just says worse. It's like written in crayon. Just says worse. It worse. And then there's 1 to 2, 2 to 4.
I grab worse and I hold it upside down. Now it says Morse. No, it doesn't. That's not how words work. I put worse back.
I grab worse and I stick it in my pocket. And then I grab a range that says 20 to 25 and I stick that on the thing on top.
Out of the back of the cabinet, an entire cat's paw with claws out smacks your wrist and drags across your forearm.
Ow.
You take 1 point of scratch damage.
This is more violent than I remember.
It was pretty violent. I mean...
what was that, Mark? Wait, hang nothing, on. Did you just nothing. Say something?
It was a pretty good answer, but not quite there.
Is there something with a range that has like 100 in it?
Sure.
I grab one of the bigger ranges I can find that has 100 in it, and I put that on there. I take Bob's hand, and I put it on there with Bob's hand, and I pull mine away real quick.
I smack him in the face, and I don't let him do it.
Ow! Okay, I do it after that.
Okay, you put the 100 plus, let's just say 100 plus on there, and then you don't notice anything at first, but then you go, ugh! A strange smell oozes out from the column and penetrates right in your nose.
Oh, it smells like Mark.
No, it's pure concentrated fart that blasts its way into your nose.
Yeah, it definitely smells like Mark. I remember this.
Yeah, I feel like this smells like Mark.
No!
Okay, does it give me health?
No, you take another point of damage.
Okay, well, it wasn't 100, Bob.
I grab a range that says 0 to 1 million, and I stick that on there.
That's not in there. All right. Let's just say it's 1 to 2, 2 to 4, 4 to 6, 6 to 8, 8 to 10. Those are the numbers in there.
6 to 8. Boom. Smack it on there. Don't even think about it.
All right. The door slams shut. The whole cupboard starts to shake. A sheen of sweat drips down the front of it, and it kind of sighs to itself. It goes, ah.
Is it looking at my Shakira picture? Pocket the Shakira picture. I'm not going to let it look at it anymore.
We've almost satisfied the copy cabinet, Wade. Let's keep going.
Yeah, I think it was very satisfied. I'm disturbed. You open the third door. I'm tired of opening doors.
I open the third door without looking at anything. I reach in and grab whatever I feel first, and I just smack it on top. I'm not even interested.
A crab claw pinches you very hard on the finger, and you slam it, and its shell just explodes. But it's not dead. It's just fully molted, and now you've got a naked crab that's grabbing onto your finger and just flops around. It's stuck there.
I pocket Bob's finger.
My finger is still attached.
So you put his hand with the crab in your pocket, but it's still attached. So now his hand is in your pocket.
Okay.
I look at the question.
Good choice. The third and final door holds its own enigma. Stated, which animal in the world has the best eyesight?
Huh, okay.
Wade, it's definitely a crab. You should try the crab.
You know, that seems unlikely given the circumstance. But you know, you're a trustworthy guy and I just can't say no. I'll try the crab.
So you pull the naked, floppy, meaty crab out of your pocket with Bob's finger still attached, and you flop it onto the pedestal. And again, it just explodes. Crab pieces go everywhere, hit you in the eye and in your mouth. Your mouth was slightly open.
Is it cooked?
No.
Raw crab's probably still pretty tasty. I'm into that.
Okay. Well, here, I'll spit it at Bob so he can have some.
I actually know the answer to this question. I open my mouth and I catch Wade's mama bird gift. And then I use that nutrition to fuel my brain to realize that clearly a hawk has the greatest vision of all the animals.
I knew it would be a bird, but I just trusted you so much.
All right, so you reach into the cabinet and you think of hawk really hard, and you pull out a hawk, a full hawk.
And then like a coconut on one of those knives they use to peel the skin off, I just take the hawk and I go, right on top.
Its feathers don't explode, but it when it hits the top, it just goes, wah! And you know, it doesn't die or anything, but it was kind of messed up for you to do that. So the hawk looks at you like, why? A ding rings out because you did it right.
Hey,
I just don't know why you had to slam it so hard onto the thing,
because I wanted to be emphatic about it because I knew the right answer to that one.
Is there a horse in the drawer?
Reach in, see.
Yeah, I reach in for a horse.
All right, so the entire head of a horse sticks through, but the body won't fit. And it just looks at you and it bites your finger.
Well, how are Shakira and I supposed to ride that later? Close the door, I guess. I try to push the horse's head kind of, but I'm mad at it, so I slam its head in the drawer once, then I push it down the rest of the way.
You violent bastards. The door slams shut. The whole cabinet shakes and shudders. You feel it shaking the ground, and then a weird viscous fluid drips from the ceiling onto Wade's head.
I sit down.
I go to the door and I start entering the word viscous fluid into the letters.
Before you can do that, spikes from the ground shoot up between your legs. Shing!
I sat!
Thankfully, you sat?
I just sat with the viscous fluid, yeah!
Ooh.
Oh, Wade's dead. Wade's dead! We killed Wade!
No. You're sitting crisscross applesauce and it shoots up right in the gap between your legs, like, whing! But it doesn't quite reach it, because thankfully, you guys are both the same height, which was how you were going to escape that before, but it still barely misses your genitals. And Wade, as it's in front of you, you see on the front of it is a letter. P.
Bob, try a C.
I put a C into the first wheel on the door.
Some fart smell gets sprayed into your face.
Oh, sorry, I meant P.
I put a P into the first slot on the door.
You hear... Wait, is this where the moaning was?
I'm sorry, what moaning are you referencing, Mark? I don't know. Are you... Wait, did you just admit that you're... are you basing this off something? Is this inspired by something, or...
No, I just had a thought. I was thinking, like, is this where... I was looking at another... watching some show, there's moaning. I thought it was gonna occur. It didn't. Anyway, a mechanical, purely mechanical and not biological sound occurs, and it goes... Perflunk, clank, ding, and a thumbs up comes out of the wall.
I think we solved the whole puzzle.
I try and open the door.
You can't. It's stuck. Even your big, big muscles and your very, very strong arms can't turn the wheel to unlock it. You try really hard and you look really cool doing it, but it just doesn't work.
I enter the word penis. And then I realize there's an extra letter, so I put an A, hoping it's Canadian.
Penis with two S's. Penis.
Penis, eh?
Door opens up above it, and a massive floppy penis comes out and smacks you in the head.
I pocket it.
You try to pull it out. It doesn't come out of the wall.
I go back to the cabinet with the horse partially sticking out of it. I reach my hand in and I imagine a woodpecker, and then I pull the woodpecker out and I go up to the big door and I'm like, get to work, buddy. And the woodpecker's going to peck a hole in the door for us.
Okay, I thought you were doing that for the penis. I look around for another puzzle.
Ah, whatever. That's stupid. This is a stupid idea. Nobody would enjoy this.
What do you mean? This is like weird part four.
It's smack in the middle of the space, a grand circular table. Crafted from mahogany, stands imposingly. A blue velvet tablecloth hosts two ornate boxes. One box is constructed from intricate silver filigree and studded with rubies, while the other is hewn from dark weathered wood and engraved with ancient runes. Inside each box is a riddle written on a piece of parchment. Solve the riddle correctly in a secret compartment. Hold on, wait.
Is there some liquid, too, by any chance?
Yeah, did you say goblet?
No. Ornate boxes.
Is there some cereal nearby?
It's two ornate boxes with two giant holes in the top of it. Something that you could just fit your arm in and nothing else.
I got a lot of stuff smaller than my arm. I don't
know. Well, that's very complimentary of my... Thank you.
Okay, I guess I walk over there and look at him.
All right, you look at him. It's dark inside, but as you put your ear close to the box, you can hear something hissing at you.
From both boxes? Or
just the first one you lean into.
I lean at the other one.
Okay, Wade, you go up to the other one, and you lean your ear inside, and you hear rattling, like some violent, horrible rattling that sounds threatening.
Okay, Bob, I think my box is safe, so I'll risk yours if you risk mine.
Before Wade comes over to my side of the table, I reach into the box with the hissing emanating from it. While I stare Wade in his face.
No trust, man? What the hell?
Wait, so which box did you put your hand
I
in?
I stuck my arm into the hissing box, not the rattling box. The silver one.
You feel a scratch hit your arm. hard and heavy. You feel something tear into your flesh. Something is ripping apart your arm. You try to pull it out, but it won't come free. You scream and scream in agony and scream hard, and you can't stop screaming and you can't pull your arm out no matter what. Wade stands there looking at his picture of Shakira all the while. You're just like, go away, please! And you end up dying. Time stops. You hear that ticking clock. Will, put in a ticking clock or something.
Whoa, hey, there it is. I was wondering when that would come back.
And then everything goes... rewinds back to you both standing in front of the box once more.
Bob, I think mine's safe.
Do we remember what just happened, or...
Yeah, no. Yes, no. Yes, no.
Before either... Wait, I say to Wade, you know what? Before either of us reaches into any of these boxes, maybe we should see if there's a clue.
That's a good idea.
And then I walk to the edge of the table, and I grab the tablecloth, and I do like a magician does, where they pull it out from on the table, and the silverware, and everything still stays. Boom! And the boxes are still standing?
Yes. Yeah.
What was your acrobatics check?
I'm pretty sure I have like a -2 for acrobatics. Isn't that maybe like dexterity?
You rolled a 12. I think it worked. It wasn't perfect. They kind of like scoot a bit and the table kind of wobbles like this. But overall, the effect is still effective. And you do make Wade go like, wow, that was pretty good.
We must be level 1. We suck.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile. Everyone loves Mint Mobile, and it's time for more Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile.
If you say a word too much, it doesn't sound like a word anymore. Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile.
Did you know Mint Mobile has unlimited talk and text?
Everyone knows Mint Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data plans for $15 a month when you buy a 3-month plan. Everyone knows it. Everyone knows you can save with Mint Mobile. MintMobile.com/distractable. Use distractable. Use the /distractable to get this new customer offer. Go to MintMobile.com/distractable. That's MintMobile.com/distractable. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month for the first 3 months only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Guys, I found another subscription. It's not even one. They keep coming.
What? That's crazy.
But that's okay, because I could use Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money can help you have full control over subscriptions, have a clear view of your expenses.
If there's anything in there that says, like, hey, please cancel this for me, don't press it.
I'm going to go press all of those buttons. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/distractable. That's rocketmoney.com/distractable. rocketmoney.com/distractable. You should get that, Mark. It's probably important.
Oh, no way.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Anyway, you look around, and on the table is like the Lord of the Rings elvish writing in a big circle is threading across around and around.
I should have pulled a nerd out of the cabinet. Like, I can't read elvish.
Bob, can you read elvish?
Let me check my languages. No, I only speak common.
All right. As you're circling it, trying to make yourself seem smart and convince Wade that you know what you're doing, you get around the back and you notice another hole on the back of each box.
I listen to that hole on the silver box.
It's the same hissing, but slightly muffled. Mm. Like it sounds like whatever the source of the hissing isn't facing that hole.
Well, are you going to do anything, Wade?
No.
Okay, I reach into that hole of the box.
All right, you reach in and you feel some fur and you grab it by the scruff there, but it still is thrashing in your grip, but you can't seem to get a hold of it
by yourself, and so it ends up, whatever you're grabbing spins around, digs its claws into your flesh, and you scream in agony for about 3 minutes and 12 seconds before dying. Wade still just looking at his picture of Shagira.
Can we reload our last save?
Yeah. Let's get that clock sound in there. And
hey, Bob, watch this. And I'm going to do the tablecloth bit. Can I roll my acrobatics?
Sure. Yeah. You rolled a 12 again.
Hey, that's flat for me. Hell yeah.
Both the boxes go to the side and like they hit the edge of the table, but you know, it wasn't quite as good as Bob's, but it was pretty impressive.
Even though he rolled a 10, I rolled a 12. What kind of system is this?
I rolled a 12. Oh no, if you included my minus 2 that I said.
Yeah,
that.
You were minus 2.
It already happened. It's too late.
All right, so it was slightly better than Bob's.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are you going to do, Wade? I'm not reaching my hand in nothing.
Hey, Bob, I'm going to reach my hand in. I'm going to need your help.
What do you want me to do?
Help.
How should I help?
Here's what we do. We each put a hand in the back at the same time, and we use our other hand to assist the other person.
So we do like, we play like Twister. We each reach into one of one box and one of the other box, but not of, yeah, okay. Okay. I line my hands up, one behind the one box and one over the other box, and I look expectantly at Wade, waiting for him to get
I do the same on the other box. We are ready.
We're synced up. I lock eyes with Wade, and I go, 3, 2, one.
I kiss at the air as he just says one, and then I grab.
I'm really confused about the kiss and a little turned on, but I shove both my hands into the boxes and just try and grab. I'm grabbing at everything.
Grab these fucking things.
So you both reach into the box at the same time. There's an intense struggle as you feel something thrash in your grip. You feel like this horrible beast inside there that's trying to turn its head and bite at you, but it just can't because both of you are grabbing it just the right way. And also you feel like Bob's fingers caress across the top of yours just a little bit. Just a little bit.
I kiss again.
There's a moment where Wade and I both get a little distracted and drawn towards each other and away from what's happening with the boxes. But then we realize the danger and refocus.
But when you refocus, you realize that the thrashing has stopped. And both of you, as you pull out your arms, do you pull out your arms?
I pull my arms both out at the same time. I don't let go. I just grab and pull and see what I can rip out.
Yeah, we rip those little fuckers in half.
Yeah. All right. You hear an intense tearing sound, almost like tearing paper.
And now we have dinner.
When you pull out your arms, you're holding on to, I guess, 4 pieces of paper.
Sure.
Each of them looks like it was torn from a larger, single piece of paper. There seems to be some writing.
You died to paper?
Paper cuts are real, real bad, man.
Violent paper. I don't know. Magic? Who knows?
I'm going to put them, kind of hold them together and see what they make.
I awkwardly reach around inside of Wade's arms so that we can both look and adjust at the same time.
Yeah, I'm little spooning right now.
Yeah, after some assembly, you realize that the picture spells out a letter. Each curve on one of the pictures spelling out the letter O.
It could be a 0.
I go to the door and I start putting the word Ponus in.
Ponus?
No, you know what? I start putting the word penis in, spelled P-O-E-N-I-S. Like Phoenix, but penis.
Ah, I see. It doesn't work. And then some other way for you to be punished for your stupidity occurs.
Wow, the creativity is really kind of dwindling.
You feel really bad about it.
I feel pretty embarrassed, I guess.
You look around for another puzzle.
Okay, I see a ship in a box that I need to put into another box, right?
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
No, what are you
talking about? Sorry, I just was imagining it.
Yeah, don't get ahead of me. Like,
I was like, man, Shakira and I on a boat? My dream.
You're playing me in this version of this?
What? No, I'm in charge.
Oh, I'm sorry. We'll call you the great and powerful Bob.
Yeah. Well, no. Just Mark.
Oh, okay.
When you're done being defensive, can you tell me what I see?
I think actually my name, hold on for a second. I think my name is like the incredibly fresh and great smelling Mark.
The very original Mark.
Yeah, can we call me that? Yeah, the very original Mark.
Sure, that seems pretty accurate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
You hear that ominous ticking again.
There's been no ticking.
There's some ticking. There's ticking occurring.
It only happened when we died, and I didn't hear it because I was dead.
There's some grinding, like some grinding happenings.
Oh, those hips don't lie.
What song are they grinding to?
Some Shakira song. La-li-la-la-la-la-la.
I start grinding too.
Get off! Get off! I move away from Wade.
I'm sorry. Do I see literally anything?
Yes, in the distance, you see a mirror.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Are you sure it's a mirror?
It's what you think is a mirror. It's actually a piece of polished silver that's a rectangular in shape, as tall as you, and is surprisingly good at reflecting your image.
Bob, this is a shitty version of a mirror. Come look.
I see that.
It's a very tall LCD screen that has a camera on top of it that reflects your image perfectly. Almost like a mirror, but not quite.
Bob, it's a mirror from the future. Come look.
I see that, and I see Wade go over there, and I look around for anything else.
Uh-huh. You don't see anything else. There's the old cabinet with the horse still in the sticking out.
I
the
go
door
hang
there.
Out with the horse.
All right, so you go hang out with the horse. The horse doesn't...
You solved this one, Wade. I would take a break.
Okay. Mirror movie on the ground. Can Shakira pound?
There's no answer because it doesn't talk.
What'd you say?
I was just thinking about a meat sale.
I go over because I'm too curious what the hell Wade's doing.
I try to solve the puzzle and figure out what the hell's going on quickly before Bob gets over here.
All right, you try desperately. You flail around. You end up ripping out some wires and the whole image turns off. So now it's just a black screen.
Bob, can you strip some wires and fix them real quick?
I go around to where Wade destroyed the wires and just randomly start twisting wires together, paying no attention to what colors they are.
That'd be an electronics check. What's your electronics?
Pretty high, actually. I have a +4 on that.
Damn, 18. All right.
Ooh, 22.
In a flash, he gets everything assembled. I mean, it's child's play to him. He just gets it all stitched together. The whole thing boots back up. You see like the loading screen, the bar, and then in front of you, text starts to read out on black.
That's all it says?
No, hold on.
Does the text say, you hear laughter in the distance?
No. Tongue, in my mouth. Who tastes the finest flavors out and about? You yearn to be the one with the most refined palate.
I look at Wade and lick my lips.
I hold up the image of Shakira between us and also lick my lips.
All right, you do that.
Bob, do we have to drink each other?
I'm not 100% clear. I feel like maybe something where we just had to touch each other's faces would be awkward, but not too weird. I don't know. I feel like someone else might have done this in a way that was less confusing.
Is there a cup or a plate or something? No.
I turn to the wall that the text displayed on, and I say, what exactly do you want us to do right now?
All right, Lou. 1 second, it's booting. All right.
ChatGPT is processing. Hang on.
This was not what I was expecting the mirror to tell us. I'm not going to lie.
Hold on. Whoa.
No, wait.
So, yeah, okay. All right. So it just, it kind of reiterates itself. Tongue in my mouth, agile and keen, who tastes the finest flavors ever seen or gleaned.
I look back at Wade, still licking my lips, and I just start slowly moving in towards him.
Wade, he's about 3 feet away, 3 feet, 2 feet and 11 inches. He's getting closer.
I allow my mouth to be presentable, but the whole while I stare at the picture of Shakira and close my eyes after a minute and just hope that this ends quickly.
He's inching very slowly. You hear his feet shuffling across the ground.
I dive forward fast, teeth out accidentally, probably clanging into his mouth, just trying to get it over with.
I grab Wade by the sides of the head as he lunges at me, and I yank it down so that I can lick the top of his head. And right as I'm about to do that...
Oh, I didn't know where I was going.
Right as I'm about to do that, I have a realization, and I stop with my tongue out, millimeters away from Wade's head, and I turn to look at the screen and I say, this is not even close. Clearly, I have the better palate. If it's who has the better palate, it's me. Wade doesn't even like tacos. This guy doesn't like tacos.
So do you or do you not lick the top of his head?
I don't. I pose my question to the screen and see what happens for a second.
All right. What was the question?
I say, clearly I have the better palate. If the competition is to see who has the better taste, I have better taste. Because Wade doesn't like tacos, and I like delicious food and things. So I have the superior palate. That's my argument.
That's fair. The words, that's fair, good point, get written out on screen, and then nothing else happens. It's almost like it's waiting for you to finish whatever act you've started.
Yeah. I pause for just a second longer just to see if any other words come up.
I take my thumb in my mouth, and I use it to puff up a couple of the hairs close to where Bob's going to lick to make sure that they're prepared.
Wade has now added saliva, his own saliva, to the top of his head for some reason you can't understand.
When I realize there's nothing else going to pop up on the screen, I make my best effort to lick around the part that Wade just put his own saliva on for some reason.
I turn my head to make sure that the part that I did lick hits.
I feel the saliva slosh across my tongue, and I smack Wade in the face instinctively as I jump back.
Ow! But tongue made contact with bald head. The whole screen cracks and shatters, and all the pieces fall away to reveal a beautiful mirror. A beautiful mirror with a letter written in ruby red lipstick on the top. It's an I.
So it is poinous. I go put I in the third slot on the door.
All right, you put the I in. The whole door undulates. It sweat is pouring out the front of it. It's like a river of sweat that just pools at your feet, washes over your toes.
I pretend like I'm a cartoon character that just had an idea, and a light bulb appears over my head and then turns on and then explodes, and I go, ha-ha! And then I put the word points into the door.
As you try to reach for the other wheels, they go whoosh. They move out of your way.
Hey, Bob, I think it might be points.
Yeah, I got that. I'm trying. Could you come over here and help me hold the door down?
No.
Oh, look, though, Bob, another puzzle appeared.
Yeah, another puzzle appeared. It's another puzzle. It's really cool. It, like, shines really light. There's a spotlight that kicks on it, and glitter goes out of, like, confetti cannons going boom.
Okay.
And there's a bowl of chicken wings that smells really good over there.
I think it has something to do with Madonna.
Shakira is standing behind the puzzle. Literal Shakira appears, materializes, and, like, does this finger wagging motion towards Wade.
I'm done. I failed my dex, my saves, whatever save, constitution save, and yep. I go for it.
All right, you go there. All right, Wade gets over there, and Shakira doesn't disappear or anything. Shakira is putting an arm around Wade's shoulders and like, hi.
I'm too nervous to speak. I go to speak and I stutter.
Wow, strong silent type, but Shakira's voice and Shakira's accent.
Adios mios, but it's Shakira.
So Bob, you see Wade having a really fun time. Shakira looks like to be so charming, and Wade is just smitten to high heaven, just having a great time over there at the puzzle.
I'm fully charmed.
He's so charmed.
I walk over unenthused and kind of angry.
Oh, if it isn't third wheel Bob.
As you trudge over, as soon as you get to the puzzle, iron bars shoot up around you, locking you in place. Shakira falls through the floor going, and then is gone.
So is it just me and the iron bars, or is it me and Wade in one chamber?
It's both of you. Both of you are there, and out of the hole that Shakira fell into, a small table rises up out of it. On the table are two glass vials, one empty, one full of a strange green fluid, and a piece of paper.
Here, I'll pour half of the vial in the other glass.
Hang on. Wait a second. Maybe
as soon as Wade uncorks the top of it, a terrible, pervasive smell shoots into the air. It stabs into both of your noses. The iron bars were actually glass, and you're in closed space, and you flail and flail, and you scream in agony as the smell of farts infects your skin forever and all time, and you die.
Yes!
Bit. That's my bit. You can't even do that bit. That's my bit.
Do we go back to where Shakira was with me?
I choose to give up and stay in purgatory forever. I do not elect to rewind.
No, what? We can't. No. No, I'm the very good-smelling Mark, and I am the very original Mark, and I say you both are forcibly rewound to the point where Shakira just drops through the floor, and the table comes back up.
I grab the sealed vial of liquid, ignoring the piece of paper completely. I push it down my throat like a USB drive. I swallow it whole, just... and I get it down.
The paper or the vial?
The vial filled with goo. It's now inside of me, but it's still sealed.
I take the empty one and I really have to pee, so I fill it up. And then I read the paper.
And then you, as soon as you're done pissing, and you fill the vial, and it spills over, actually, in your hand, so your own piss just runs over your fingers.
Oh, sorry, Bob, I don't have any wet wipes or anything. Sorry.
I just let him do it.
After a few minutes of doing whatever the hell you guys just did, Bob notices a strange feeling in his gut, as if the bottle just cracked. And then he feels like the feeling of fart just pervade his entire being.
I choose not to breathe.
I could probably take it.
Bob suddenly has to fart worse than he has ever had to fart in his life.
I'm polite, so I aim it out between some of the bars that are holding us into this little area.
They quickly merge, transform into glass again, in closed space.
All right, then I hold my fart, because I'm not a dirk.
I try to read the note quickly while he's probably about to kill me.
Ah, yes, the note.
Yeah, what's that say?
Let me translate it real quick. I gotta figure.
Oh, please, yeah. Bob, this one's an Elvish, too. Give me a minute.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, I speak that. Let me look. I'll just...
It says you must transfer the contents of the vial into the other vial.
I lock eyes with Wade frantically, knowing that I won't be able to hold the fart in for very much longer.
I dump out the pee, and I try to put Bob in the vial.
I watch as Wade uselessly doinks the vial off of my chest several times. I grab it from him. And I insert it slightly into my butt so that I could capture the fart that's about to come out.
Butt chug the vial. It'll catch up to the other one that you swallowed.
No, I just try and fart into the vial while it's mostly outside of me.
I try to kick the vial to push it in.
You press it tightly against your butthole and you fart into the jar. Works perfectly, and you quickly cap it after you're done.
I still kick the vial to push it in. I
farted for like 80 seconds.
Yes,
at least
for a full 80. And Wade is just kicking you in the background, being of no help at all. You don't know why he's doing it.
I'm making sure the seal stays intact.
He keeps saying that to you, whether you believe that or not, as he's kicking this glass vial repeatedly into your anus.
It's fine. I keep a grip on it, right? I hold it and I get it sealed, you said, right? So I pocket that.
Yeah, in reality, he was helping you incredibly because the sheer force of your fart was trying to push the vial out of your grip, and there was no way you could have done that alone. So his kicks actually did save the day.
Well, I pocket the sealed vial. I put that in my pocket.
You have now a sealed vial of farts, and the doors around you, glass or iron bars, shoot back into the floor, and then a piece of paper flutters down from the ceiling.
I catch it.
Okay, Wade catches it. On it is three letters. Three letters. N-T-N-S. It's a puzzle.
The last three letters in this order are S-T-N, Bob.
Poiston?
It's pointness.
I'm pretty sure that spells the word points, Wade.
No, T-N-S.
T-N-S.
No, T-O-I, T-N-S.
And T-N-S. I go to the door and ignore Wade completely and try one more time to put the word points into the combination lock.
You're no fun!
I then walk back over to Wade, ignoring whatever the door might be doing, immediately take the pocketed vial of fart out of my pocket and start trying to shove it down his throat aggressively.
No, 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 no!
No, in a wonderful combo that was unlike anything anyone has ever seen, you not only enter the correct code in there, but you manage to step over towards Wade just in time to avoid the doors opening in a flood of fluid, red blood gushing through the gap that would have swept you away, certainly. So you avoid certain death and you shove a vial of fart juice into Wade.
Do I need to roll anything for that, or is that just a success?
Let me roll for you. Let's see.
Is this a contested athletics check?
That was a 20. I'm not joking. You just rolled a 20.
I roll against it.
All right, Wade's rolling against it.
I mean, I have a plus 3 athletics too, so you got no shot, man.
I'm only a plus 1.
Nah, you got 4, Wade.
Wow. You helped me shove it into your own throat.
I was like, all right, man, if you're doing it, go for it.
So the doors crank open as Wade is... The cabinet and horse get swept away in the tide of blood, never to be seen again. You hear it go... As it, like, disappears into the distance.
Well, Molly would be happy.
I didn't kill any horses when I did this, so...
Yeah, absolutely.
What?
You hear some ticking occurring while that's happening, but it... Doesn't matter. You see the doors open and sunlight is streaming within. It looks like a forest is before you. There's trees all around and a path that's moving down it.
I'll go left. I'll go right. We'll meet at the end.
Wade goes in both directions.
All right, you gonna roll for that?
Yeah, my survival's I don't know, plus one.
All right, you got a 15, so total 16. Wade tries like to split himself in half and go down both directions.
I was gonna send him down one and me down the other, but oh, I guess I can send me down
you
both.
You said I go down, I go left, I go right. We'll meet at the end. That's what you said,
Bob. What you witness is Wade said, "I got this, Bob." He turns around, looks at the fork in the road, grabs himself at the top of the head, splits himself in half before your eyes, flesh and bone rending. His grip incredible, and he pulls himself apart right in front of you. It's a horror show of blood and intestines just flood out on the ground, and both of his halves, like his arms, flop down from his head, and both halves slap down onto both paths. You hear a ticking and everything rewinds and undoes that. But Bob, when you come to, you somehow still have that vision burned in your mind.
We got this, Bob. You go this way. I'll go this way this time.
I look at what Wade just indicated. What do the two paths look like?
There's two paths. Oh.
I'm sorry, are you reading my notes?
What's going on, man?
Interesting. There's no choice. It's not a fork in the road. It's just straightforward, because you guys didn't give me a chance to say what it was. Oh. It's just one road that goes forward. Whether you walk on it or not is your choice.
Oh, that's just a little gap. It's like a roundabout in the path, so it's not actually two paths. That's, yeah, I see that, Bob.
Okay.
Man, I really wish I had just looked 5 feet ahead before I split myself in half.
But you didn't, or you didn't, because you don't remember it, but Bob does remember that.
All right, I grab Bob, like, we wrap elbows and we skip singing any of the Wizard of Oz songs while we proceed down this whatever road.
Bob, do you agree to this?
Begrudgingly. I unenthusiastically sing along, I guess.
I occasionally breathe on him to make sure he remembers what he did to my throat. It's not sexual.
It's still sealed in there.
So Wade is singing at the top of his lungs, you know, follow the yellow brick road. Bob is, and you skip and you skip and you skip and you come to a clearing. Well, you're on a path, so I guess it's fairly clear.
If you were gonna steal the idea, could you at least have done a better job of it?
At last, you come across a towering cactus.
You're not even gonna respond to that?
From which dangle a feather, a compass, and a pocket watch. Never mind. No, let me try that again. All right, you come across a towering cactus with a coin, a wheel, and a die hanging off of it.
Oh, come on!
It has "Choose Me" carved into the cactus's trunk.
Fuck you!
I grab the dice. I roll it.
It lands a 5.
I hope it's a D6. Bob, you roll this.
I take the die and I stare angrily at the cactus and I just huck the die in the opposite direction as hard as I can into the abyss.
You don't see what the result is, but magically you hear a ding or something.
Good job, Bob. Next time you can just drop it, but you know. I take the coin and I lay it down so heads is pointing up and I say, "Heads."
I don't know if that's in the spirit of it, but you do that.
All right, now I hand the coin to Bob.
I pick the coin up and I put it on my hand and I hold it with my other hand. Then I go with my mouth. I go swing and move my thumb. And then I pass it from hand to hand, rotating it and feigning that it's spinning through the air. And then as I'm spinning it, I look and I land. I set it gently down on the ground so that heads is facing up again.
And I quickly go, "Tails." I tried to mimic Bob's voice and say "tails" before he could say "heads." Let me do a performance check. I'm pretty good at performance. I have a +4.
You rolled a 1. Right as you try to say "tails," the vial explodes in your stomach, and all that comes out is fart smell. You go, it goes out of your mouth, and then you breathe in shock, and it goes right back up your nose, and then it cycles around in your throat for a little bit. And you take a point of damage every cycle for about 6 or 7 cycles.
You gotta be almost dead by now. How much health you got?
You had no idea what occurred behind you, but you glance over your shoulder and you just see Wade just standing like...
like a cat trying to cough up a furball.
Yeah. It's just Wade being Wade over there. But you hear a ding that goes... And then the coin bursts into flames and burns to ash.
Perfect.
There's a wheel left over with names written on them.
Between gasps, I just point at the wheel.
I go and I take the wheel, mm-hmm. and as I grab it, I hit the cactus like I'm hitting him in the shins with it really quick. Just a quick, like, gah! Just as like a fuck you to the cactus.
You do that.
Okay, and now I have the wheel. And so I spin the wheel, but with no effort whatsoever, I spin it super slowly and clearly stop it on my name. And I go, it says Bob.
I'm in too much pain, so I spin it normally.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, God.
I don't know why, but I just went, I typed flip a coin. Wait, no. I'm so sorry. I didn't.
The wheel mysteriously flips in the air.
Yeah, the whole wheel flips.
And it lands face down.
Upside down. Whoosh, 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 whoosh. It shatters into splinters. You hear in the distance the word floats up into the ether. And then everything in the forest starts to shake. The trees quaking and the whole
earth. I get out my picture of Shakira and watch it shake.
Shake until the reality crumbles beneath you and all the trees vanish. You're in a plane of pure white, shining light. Everything around you is calm and serene. It's both empty and filled with a profundity that you can't explain. You sense a great, powerful being observing you. You feel watched inside and out, observed throughout and through in.
It's like when you masturbate for the first time and don't have a sock.
Excuse me?
What?
Nothing. Continue.
You see a great, beautiful man, long, luscious hair.
Okay, I'm already off.
Wings or something, and he's descending. No, no wings. No, that's too tacky. He's descending, floating down before you. He looks at you smiling, his teeth so gleaming in the light.
How far down do we have to look to see him?
He's descending from on high, so it takes a while. There's music playing. Cherubs dance above his head, blasting horns and trumpets and such. And he looks at you, and he looks at Bob with a kind smile, and you heal all damage done just from that smile alone.
Just Bob?
Hold on. The being turns over to you, Wade, and looks at you. And when you look back, looks just like Shakira. And all of your wounds heal. The fart is purged from your body.
Doesn't sound like her, but I'll take it.
The fart's put back in your body. The fart is put back in. It goes out for a second. You get a second of relief, and then the fart's back. And so it's even worse because you caught a glimpse of what freedom was like.
Damn it.
Friends, you've come so far. You've gone through such an arduous journey, such a memorable adventure, such an original story. I think you'll remember this for all your life.
I size up the annoying man who's come down from high, and I think to myself, oh, he looks pretty strong, but he's short. I could probably take him. I reach into my pocket and I grab the stack of images that are on like wooden disc type things. Mm-hmm. And I just start hawking them at the guy like ninja stars as I start running toward him in anger.
I follow. My goal is once Bob grabs, I will breathe in this man's nose and mouth.
I'm going to roll you for your shurikens. It's a 16.
Is that dex or strength? Which one is that?
I have no idea, but I think it succeeds no matter what. So the wooden discs hit me and they stick in. I go, ouch, ouch. I mean, this figure, this mysterious being. Ouch, 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 ouch. And you run, sprinting, screaming at the top of your lungs for some reason. You seem very angry and the being doesn't know why, but it still smiles. And Wade, you rolled a 7. You are stumbling over there. You keep tripping and falling because you're still trying to hack up that hairball. You make
get a Bob. I'll get there.
You're about halfway there. You don't quite make it all the way over. And I say, Bob, peace, peace.
You?
No, the being, the mysterious, beautiful being who's very tall, very tall, very tall. Oh, please, Bob, let me explain. Let me explain.
I grab the like lapel like I'm a 1950s era bully. And I, like, pull it up like I'm going to pick him up by a shirt. And then I hold my fist menacingly like this. And I say, you better get to talking.
Let's see. That's roll the 7. So you grab for the lapel, but your hand just kind of, like, slips off it. It's, like, too slippery. It's very wet. It's moist for some reason. You pull your hand back and it's, like, coated in some weird, clear fluid.
This is like what I remember.
And Wade stumbles up at this point. Like, friends, friends, friends.
I made all of this for you. I did this so you could have a great adventure and become closer as individuals. And also, if other people were to see these events, they would also respect and admire the creator of this one just as much as they did if there was ever another adventure. And the creator of this adventure, me, would be lauded and celebrated for all time. For all time!
You did this so you could get some Reddit comments?
I look increasingly angry as this person continues to speak.
I try again to grab and breathe into his mouth and nose.
It's five.
God damn it, Wade. Can't you get a good roll?
You keep cycling it back in.
I feel like there's some DM dice maneuvering going on here.
I could show you,
No, we don't need any dice of fairness.
I invented that too.
Unlike any previous version of whatever we're doing here, there's only winners here. Both of you have passed the test. You've done it. You won. And you know what? Unlike other previous, maybe more mean hosts, I'm not going to ask you any questions. I'm not going to make you do anything. You're good enough just as you are. I've seen your progress of friendship and everything that you've done here. It just makes me smile.
Which one of us wins, though?
Huh? You both do.
Then which one of us loses?
No. No one loses.
So you lose?
No, I don't lose. No, I'm not the loser.
We win, Mark loses. I can get behind that.
That's not the moral of the story here, is it? That
feels pretty moral.
I somehow feel like Wade and I are united against some other common enemy here somehow.
Pretty much in agreement here.
I feel like we're really on the same side against some other third person here, if anything.
Well, that's fascinating. I don't think that's how it would have gone.
Remember how we're supposed to agree? We both win and we did agree. So it's crazy how that happened.
So I cross my arms and start tapping my foot like a lady at Starbucks who thinks her drink is taking too long. And I just start looking really disapproving. And I just look and I say, can you just open the door? I'd like to go. I think everyone here wants to go. I think if you could open the door, sir.
While you're disoriented, I think you have a stage of disorientation right now, and Bob just distracted you. I'm going to try to get advantage, and I'm going to use my inspiration you didn't award me to add to my role to try again to breathe fart into not Mark's mouth and nose. So I'd like an advantage with an extra D4 added on, if I could.
All right. A 19.
Oh!
Okay, and then can I roll my D4 to add on, or did you already do that?
I'll do that now. You rolled, it was a 1, so it brought you up to...
Hey, 20, I'll take it.
All right, so the power of friendship and the power of Wade's smart... fart smacks the wonderful, glorious, would have given you anything, did this all for you guys, being that
sure.
And in a burst of flames dematerializes before you, like, and like skin melting away, flesh bubbling, acrid smoke falls into the air and like exudes away, and you feel like a sense of shame and a sense of that you did something horribly wrong.
That's overcome with my smugness and happiness, so.
With mere moments left, the final bolt unlocks. The gateway parts, solving the cerebral paradox. Victorious spirits grin stretching wide. They've mastered the chamber, its riddles defied. Leaving behind no evidence of their quest, they exit the tunnel of perception, passing the ultimate test.
You did it!
Yay! Bob, whenever we host, should we just call it part one so Mark can steal that one too?
I feel like that was already done somehow, some way.
What?
Previously, it just feels really familiar and almost like you copied or somehow...
No! People really... I just give the people what they want. They wanted... They loved the last one.
Yeah, no, you...
People didn't seem to like my Reign of Terror, so I was like, I'll give the people what they want.
This is kind of like if Force Awakens was the sequel to A New Hope. I agree with you.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, did you guys have fun? Was it great? Was it good?
I have a picture of Shakira, so honestly, I won't complain.
I don't know. It felt a little all over the place, if I'm honest.
What? No!
Considering how much hard work went into preparing that, you could really... could tell there was a lot of preparation, but then it just, you know, you really didn't kept having to rewind and
no.
Someone else might have done a better job with that.
You could work on your le do le 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 a little bit. You kind of loodled it at one point and I was
I loot the Lilith.
So Wade and I win? Is that the end result here?
Yes, yes, you both win. What a wonderful prize. You both are going to be the host.
How wonderful is that?
I think that I am setting a new standard for greatness in this podcast and a new standard. And I think we're opening up the door so that all of us can walk through and be celebrated for all of our contributions to the podcast.
What, did you just give our winner speech? What was that?
No, just...
On behalf of the host, man, I really retread some things there. I wish I had hosted differently this episode. And sorry, Bob and Mandy, for pretty much ripping off your idea. Can't wait for Bob and Wade to host next time. I'm excited to see what they do.
I think that any lawyer would be able to say that this was legally distinct in pretty much every way.
It stinked.
Look, there's such a thing as transformative art. You didn't even do a thing with the picture of that butthole. I think that, like, if we compared...
I imagined it for a minute.
It was Bob. Bob had it. I guess he threw the picture of the butthole at me.
Yeah, I used him as a weapon.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think that...
Look, guys, I've been very busy.
Whatever. Just
I think everyone who listened and or watched this episode should go to the subreddit and leave a comment with how they liked this episode. Maybe compare one-to-one with some previous episode. If you feel like there's one that draws any comparisons to this, just let Mark know if this was good or less good or better than.
But listen, I think that if people went to the subreddit and said their feelings, I think they would be like, what a glorious adventure that was, and it should be the equal praise to any other adventure that was occurring. It was just like, I feel like it's been kind of unfair to a certain host of this podcast for a very long time, and people haven't looked favorably on the
I know an amicable way to solve this. Gentle listeners, watchers, viewers, whatever you are, figure out what your D&D stats are and roll an insight check, and just, you know, let's say if you get a 12 or higher, then maybe you're honest in your opinion. If you roll a 12 or lower, then hey, give Mark all that praise he deserves.
Yeah. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to present you with everything I've ever dreamed of. I worked very hard on this episode. I think that everyone will understand it. Bob and Wade, did you give your winner speech?
You did.
I sure did. Everyone, you can find me at Markiplier. Bob and Wade, you can find them. And we'll see you next week for more adventures. I think this is opening up a new chapter for us.
I can't wait to see how he hosts our episode. Bob, can you?
Oh, I've got some ideas.
Okay, good.
Do you think we'll actually get to host it, or do you think he'll host it for us?
No, you got it. You guys are the host. You won. So tune in next time for Bob and Wade's fantastic fun adventure for me and us and all of us. From the Distractible family to you, podcast out.
Did he make us both the winners just so he'd have to win the next one?
Probably.